This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your comms leader should be in the boardroom. The lesson every executive needs to learn before it's too late. What happened? Corporate communications leaders are no longer the people who polish press releases and manage bad headlines. A visible shift is underway in business leadership. The communications function has moved from the edges of the org chart to the center of strategic decision making. Companies are recognizing that how they say something is inseparable from what they decide to do. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. Stated plainly, your organization's strategy is only as strong as its ability to be communicated. For decades, executives treated communications as a finishing step. You made the decision in the boardroom, then handed it to the comms team to message it. That model is dead, and the companies still running it are paying the price in lost trust, confused employees, and stakeholder relationships that fall apart under pressure. The rise of the communications leader as a strategic voice is not a cultural trend. It is a correction. When a company makes a major move, whether a restructuring, an acquisition, or a market pivot, the communication choices made in the first 48 hours determine how the story gets told forever. No amount of clever messaging 6 weeks later fixes a botched rollout. The narrative hardens fast. What effective communications leaders actually bring to the table is something most executives underestimate: the ability to translate. Not translate in a language sense. Translate in the sense of taking a complex internal decision and making it legible to 5 different audiences simultaneously. Employees need to hear one thing. Investors need to hear something adjacent, but distinct. Customers need to hear something else entirely. The mistake most organizations make is sending the same message to all 3 groups and wondering why nobody feels like the message was meant for them. The practical skill here is what I call audience-first sequencing. Before any major announcement, you map your audiences in order of impact. Who gets hit hardest by this news? They hear first, they hear most specifically, and they hear it from the most senior person available. Everyone else gets a version shaped by that first conversation, not a copy of it. This is not spin. This is respect, and it is also the most effective way to control a narrative before it controls you. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience mapping gives you a step-by-step framework for identifying not just who you're talking to, but what each audience is actually listening for. Those are 2 very different things, and confusing them is the single most common reason that well-intentioned organizational announcements land badly. The framework in that chapter takes about 20 minutes to work through before a major communication moment. It saves weeks of damage control afterward. The takeaway. Before your next significant announcement, whether internal or external, write down your 3 core audiences on a single sheet of paper. Next to each one, write one sentence that completes this prompt. What I need this person to believe after hearing this news is if those 3 sentences are identical. You have not done the work yet. Write until each one is specific to that audience. Then build your communication plan outward from those 3 sentences, not from a single master press release. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.